Okay, female sheep, you don't know the name for that? Okay, well, we'll come back to that. What do sheep have on their backs? That you fur? What do we call that fur? You use it in clothes.
Yeah.
What do we call it?
Sheep fur. A sheep wool.
Okay.
Sheep wool.
Okay. What's a male hog name?
A bull.
Yeah. What would you call a male that's been altered? Changed from?
Yeah,
what'd you call?
I don't say nothing but says that the whole dead end is separated that and you're being wicked on.
No, I'm talking about that the parts of the animal's body has been taken away. It's not a male hog anymore. But what is it now? So you can't remember where that stopped?
I don't know where that.
Okay. A little one, when it is first born, is called what?
A little one.
A little hog is called
king.
What do they call, or what do they have on their back?
Hair.
And that hair is kind of hard. What do you call it? Just plain old hair?
Just plain hair all out on the hog back. Just plain old hair.
These big teeth on hogs, what do you call them? Now, when you feed the hog, you put the food in a what?
Trough.
Do you have any name for a hog that's grown up wild?
I just say a wild hog.
Now, if you had a pig, and you didn't want him to grow up to be a bull, what would you say you were going to do with
it? Have him castrated.
Noise made by a calf when it is being weaned. You say the calf began to
wean off.
Wean off?
Wean off from the calf.
Okay. Gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. The cow began to, what does the cow do? What sound does he make?
Moo.
Okay. You've got some horses, mules, and cows, and so forth. Now, when they're getting hungry, you would have to go out and
feed them.
And you would feed the what?
Feed the stock,
okay? Okay, feed the stock. Okay, then.